What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 520. In this episode, I'll discuss whether immediate versus early antibiotic administration improves outcomes in severe sepsis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode520. For patients with severe sepsis, it's logical to start antibiotic therapy as soon as possible. This concept is supported by studies that show increases in mortality for every hour that antibiotic therapy is delayed. This, in turn, has led to the development of quality metrics and guidelines defining goals for administering antibiotics within 1 hour, as described in the SCCM Hour 1 bundle. A recent systematic review and meta-analysis published in Annals of Emergency Medicine sought to analyze the effect of immediate versus early antibiotics on mortality in patients with severe sepsis or septic shock. And for the purposes of the study, immediate antibiotics was defined as antibiotics administered between 0 and 1 hour after onset of septic shock. And early was defined as antibiotics administered between 1 and 3 hours after onset. A total of 13 studies representing over 33,000 patients were included. In the pooled analysis, there was not a significant difference in mortality between the immediate and early antibiotic groups. When only severe sepsis studies were included, there was a higher mortality in the immediate antibiotic group with an odds ratio of 1.29. The authors concluded, "We found no difference in mortality between immediate and early antibiotics across all patients. Although the quality of evidence across studies was low, these findings do not support a mortality benefit for immediate compared with early antibiotics across all patients with sepsis. While most severe sepsis patients can and should be identified and treated with antibiotics immediately, there will always be a small cohort of patients with atypical or confusing presentations. In these patients, the imposition of a one-hour antibiotic requirement may lead to hasty and unwise clinical decisions. This meta-analysis demonstrates that in such patients, taking the time for further clinical investigation, with the goal of identifying and administering antibiotics within 3 rather than 1 hour, has no impact on mortality outcomes. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.